Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period, so you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get ready to laugh, connect, and feel empowered with Caitlin and her guests as they sip wine.
Lots of wine.
And get candid. They say vulnerability creates connection. So save the highlight reel for Instagram, because when we're among vinos, there's no filter. It's time to unwind. Here's your host, Caitlin Bristow.
This episode of Off the Vine is brought to you by Mudwater. Mud is Whole30 approved, 100% USDA organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified. Go to Mudwater, spelled MUDWTR.com/OTV to support the show and use code OTV for 15% off. And Game Time. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay, you might have seen it on the old gram, but I was in Europe for a week and I am jet-lagged AF. And then I don't know who I am, but right when I got back, we had a full day drinking day and went out on Broadway. What? Who am I? With some friends. And my body's still recovering. So today's episode is just a little chill catch-up with one of my producers. We talk about what I'm up to these days, songwriting, how I've been dealing with my imposter syndrome. I also get into why I was in Europe, who I was visiting, and give some amazing food recs for anyone who wants to go to London. Just incredible food. I can't stop thinking about it. It's not just fish and chips. I also reached out to some of the vinos, and we read through a few of their travel can you nots and fails. And we have some very exciting OTV news at the end of the episode that I think you'll be really, really happy about. I know I am. At least I hope you're going to be happy about it, because I am 10 out of 10 excited.
Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Bow, wow, wow. You're going to that concert, right?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Is there any prep, or are we just, you were just asking questions?
I'm just asking questions.
Sweet.
Yeah. So what do you got going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm writing a song at 11 a.m.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, I'm not. I guess so.
What do you mean? Why are you saying it like that? Like you're like, I gotta go have lunch with Bill.
You know when you want something and you don't feel like you're good enough at it, so you just put it off instead and you go like, oh, I just won't do it because you get imposter syndrome? That's me with writing a song tomorrow. I'm just like, what if it sucks? What if it's not good? What if I suck? Like, I haven't done voice lessons in so long. What if I just sound like a turd? Remember on Step Brothers when he's like, it wasn't my best. Oh, I've had a sore throat for like 3 months now.
I don't know. I didn't want to sing too loud because I don't want to wake up Robert and Nancy. My throat's sore. I've had a sore throat for a month and a half. And this is not an acoustic environment that's suitable to request this from me.
So that's going to be me tomorrow writing a song. I'm just going to feel like I shouldn't be here. I wasn't good.
Is it writing it or are you actually recording it?
No, I'll just write it. This is how, like, for example, Carrie Underwood could go in, write a song and record it that day because she's Carrie Underwood. Some people like Carly Pierce or Kelly. Wow. What's wrong with me? Oh my God. I'm such a Broadway gal. I'm a hungover Broadway gal and my brain isn't working. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Try that again.
Carly Pierce, Kelsey Ballerini, they could like really put their heart and soul into a song. It could take them like a week to write it and then they could just record it and get like a rough draft going. I hope to be able to come up with a full song tomorrow, but then I will have to go to my voice coach and work on it for like 3 months and then record it after I get the balls to get past my imposter syndrome, then get, I shouldn't say the balls, the vagina.
Mm-hmm. The labia.
The labia to move forward with it and record. And then I need the extra labia to actually put it out there. It's, you know, when I wrote, if I'm being honest, it took me probably like 3 years to get it
out. Yeah.
Into the open.
But think about what happened after. Like, you launched it and it did amazing.
See, but my brain goes, beginner's luck.
Yeah, that's your brain. That's not reality.
Like tomorrow morning before I have to drive to Music Row to curb like recording studio and write with this girl who is incredible. She actually helped me write, if I'm being honest. And I know at 10 in the morning, I'll be like, I should cancel.
I mean, that's completely normal, but you're still doing it. And you always say do it scared. So,
okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go do it scared.
You're going to do it scared. Do you know what the song is going to be about? Or are you going in just like blank slate?
I have a few ideas. Anytime I think, hey, that would be a good song, I'll just put it in my notes. And I know so many songwriters in town do the same thing. So then when you go in to write a song, you compare notes and you'll be like, oh, I thought of this. And then you'll be like, wait, that actually relates with me right now. Like, I could never write a song on my own. I shouldn't say that. I could never put chords together for a song. I can come up with lyrics. I actually feel sometimes I'm like, wow, how did that come from my brain? One time I wrote a song on a plane after a couple beverages and I was like, wait, that's really good. But I wouldn't know how to put chords or like a song to it. So then you got to work with the professionals here in Nashville, Tennessee.
What is that character on Family Guy? Who
the pervert. Yeah. His S's are like.
And don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
It literally sends chills down my spine when I hear that.
Full heebie-jeebs. Wait, yeah. Just speaking of shows, have you ever seen Mayor of Easttown?
No, but I've heard about it and I've heard it's good. Yeah.
I honestly just finished watching it for the second time. I will never repeat a like show. I don't know, like a show like what? That. And I just finished watching it for the second time and I forgot how crazy it is. And it's so good for anyone listening and you need a new show.
Wait, you don't repeat watch shows?
I mean, if it's like Grey's Anatomy or Friends, but not if it's like a thriller like that.
I don't think I would rewatch Ozark. Ozark was amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I will for sure rewatch Ozark. Okay, maybe I
do rewatch
shows. Yeah, 100%.
How many years do you have to wait, though? Because I don't think I could just watch it right now, and I watched it a year ago.
I watched Mayor of Easttown like a year ago, and I rewatched it now and forgot everything. My brain scares me. I literally forgot everything.
Me too.
Like the huge plot twist in the end, which I won't say, I was like, what? I was like shooken to my core and I've seen it before.
It's very scary, but that's how I am with Grey's Anatomy too. I mean, Grey's Anatomy given is a very long.
I mean, there's 82 seasons.
Yeah, there's 82 seasons and there's like 300 episodes per season.
82 seasons. You know what I did? I made the mistake when I was on my 11-hour flight home from Germany. I binged watched two things, Mayor of Easttown and Grey's Anatomy on the flight. But when you are like a little bit hungover flying and eating airplane food, don't watch Grey's Anatomy. Mm. I was watching like Blood and Gut and all the things that you don't want to see at that time. But the storylines are so good. I'm like, God, I don't even know if Mayor, wait, Meredith. I'm getting Mayor of Easttown and Meredith.
Mayor of Death.
Mayor of Death. Like, she is so cute and I'm obsessed with her, but I don't even know if she's a good actress. Oh, I hope she never hears this. Because I'm just like,
At first.
Like, I'm like, is she, I think I just am obsessed with her character, but like, does that make her a good actress? But when she like, choose me, love me, pick me. And then she like has this walk. I don't know. I'm like, oh, cute.
I think that's just because it was so long ago. Like, how, I don't know when Grace started, but that was it was at least 10 years ago.
Oh.
So I think it's just the entertainment business in general has gotten better.
Hey, Siri, what year did Grey's Anatomy start? 2005.
Holy shit. Okay. Wow. I was way off.
Whoa.
So 15 years ago?
I don't know. I don't do math.
What's the math? 20 years ago, maybe?
2005, 2015. That's 10. Then 20, that's 15. And then 17.
Carry the one, divide by three. Add two pickles.
Yeah, whatever that is. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of years.
That's as many years as The Bachelor's been on.
Yeah. And The Bachelor hasn't changed. The acting has.
So there's something to be said here. Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think The Bachelor would do well, though, if they changed the format? Like a subtle change?
I think they should have been subtly changing the entire time, because by now it would be a big change when you compare it to the old seasons. But
yeah,
they haven't been. So now it's like to catch up with the times, it is a big change that they'd have to make. But think about all of the Netflix shows that have come out that are doing really well. I'm watching Perfect Match right now.
Is it good?
I am. Yes, I'm hooked.
Really?
Yes, I watched it till like 3 a.m. last night. I got home from Punta Cana, came home, and that's what I put on, and I couldn't turn it off, and I was exhausted.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't know why I like it so much, but I really do.
Watching that, but now maybe I will.
Okay, so I love coffee. Who doesn't? Feel like I could always use the energy, and I can most days, but I don't always love the way it makes me feel. I know sometimes I can get, and I know other people too, who feel like they get a bit jittery and just anxious kind of, and it's kind of unpredictable. So I've been looking into coffee alternatives, and I recently discovered Mudwater. So Mudwater is a coffee alternative with 4 adaptogenic mushrooms and herbs with only a fraction of caffeine as a cup of coffee. So you get energy without the jitters or crash of coffee, which is incredible. I'm hooked. Each ingredient in Mudwater was added for a purpose. So there's cacao and chai for mood and a hint of caffeine, lion's mane to support focus, and cinnamon for antioxidants, and just more good stuff to put in your body. I love these ingredients personally. It tastes so delicious, and it's almost like a little hug in a cup. I like to add a dash of almond milk in mine too, personally. Mud is Whole30 approved, 100% USDA organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified. Plus, this is really cool, Mudwater donates monthly to the Berkeley Center for the Science of Psychedelics, as Mudwater believes the country is in a mental health epidemic and sees psychedelics as useful tools for individuals with depression, PTSD, anxiety. So definitely on board with this one. Try Mudwater for yourself. Go to mudwtr.com/OTV to support the show and use the code OTV for 15% off. Note that it's spelled mudwtr.com/OTV and use code OTV for 15% off.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
We really went on a tangent. I don't even know how we got started on any of that. But
where are we?
I did want to talk about your trip because you said you were eating and you were watching Grays on the flight. What flight were you on? Like, that plane looked so nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I splurged this trip. I feel, again, this imposter syndrome or guilt. I remember one lady was like, who's paying for your travels and why are you always gone? And I'm like, first of all, if I'm ever gone, it's a work trip. I'm doing this to actually just like go and like be with friends and eat and drink and be merry. And I'm paying for it myself with my hard earned money. So anyways, it was JetBlue, which their international flights, I wish I remembered my flight attendant's name. She was incredible. Left me a little handwritten note of all her suggestions for London. Leanne, I think her name was Leanne. Oh no, I'll feel so bad if I got that wrong. JetBlue service was incredible. The plane was incredible. We had like champagne and strawberries and a full meal and breakfast in the morning and coffee and croissants. And it was amazing. But yeah, do you want to know what? This might be a trigger warning for people with like this. This probably would have really, really upset me before, but it does. I gained almost 7 pounds on that trip.
On your Europe trip?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's really, honestly, that's not that much.
No, it's really like, not. I'm actually surprised it wasn't more, but I was just like, I am not going to think about calories. I'm not going to like punish myself. I genuinely enjoy finding new restaurants and tasting new food or eating things I like so much. And I just went there and I literally ate and drank everything. It was incredible. I have the best recommendations for people if they're going to London. I always want to say get a paper and a pen, but just probably pull up your notes on your iPhone because it's 2023.
Or, hey, I have an idea. What? Since I'm here, I'll write them down and I'll post them.
Oh,
for everybody.
Great idea. So,
go for it.
So London, so many places. I'm just going to give you my top. For high tea, you have to go to a place called Sketch. It looks and feels like you're in a Himalayan pink salt room. They have 3 beautiful women that come out and play violin, but like trendy TikTok songs. And they deliver like little mini sandwiches and desserts and champagne and tea. And it is incredible. And the bathrooms are like pods. Like every toilet is an individual pod and it has purple and pink and green lights everywhere. And the bathrooms, like, it feels like you're in another like outer space or something. It's so cool. So Sketch for high tea. If anybody likes Indian food, you need to go to Dishoom. Dishoom, as in monkey. Even if you don't like Indian food, try this. It was probably one of my most favorite restaurants I've ever been to in my whole life. It was incredible.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I mean it. Also, get a load of this name, Sexy Fish.
Oh, is that sushi?
Yeah, it's sushi. They have one in Miami and New York, I think, too, and London. And it is top-notch sushi. Like, the salmon sashimi, my mouth is watering. Those are my top 3 for London. Oh, shoot, I don't remember where I went in Paris. Hold on, let me ask my Sexy Fish group chat.
What?
That's what we called the group chat, Sexy Fish.
Oh, who's in this group chat?
Me, Worth, Kat, and our friend Emma. And Emma, yeah, who is Kat's best friend, got transferred from Nashville to Dublin to London. And so we were like, oh, we have to go visit her.
What do you mean she got transferred?
She works for Facebook. And so,
oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really cool. Hey, what was the name of our hotel and restaurant in Paris. Okay, so we'll come back to that.
Back to London, though. What else did you do other than eat?
That was a lot of it, but we just walked around a lot. We went to, like, you know, the shops and did all the shopping. What I would do next time is very different because this was more about, like, quality time, walking around, seeing the city. We took the tube.
Totally tubular, dude.
Super tubular. And It kept saying, "Mind the gap." Was that a British accent?
No, I don't know.
Mind the gap. I don't know. Anyways, it kept saying "mind the gap" when you like got off and on the tube, which I thought was funny.
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap. But next time I go, which there will be a next time, I fell in love with London. I find it very special. I want to do touristy things. Like I want to go to Buckingham Palace and I want to go to museums and I want to see theater. This was more like we have a few days with friends. Let's like walk around, have good food, go to restaurants, have high tea. And then we took the train to Paris. So that's pretty much what we did.
So did you go to Europe to see Emma? Like, was that the point of the trip?
London's always been on my bucket list. So when Emma got transferred there, I was like, cool, we have a reason to go visit a friend. We stayed with her in her little flat and it was really, really, it was really sweet. And every single night we would just have some wine and food and then we would have a half of an edible and have an absolute giggle fest. I have not laughed that hard in a very long time. This is a preview.
Caitlin.
Are you okay? I can't stop. She's broken. We gotta drop her off.
You've been laughing for 5 minutes.
I read her online and we
I literally laughed for so long that the Uber driver was like keeled over laughing so hard at my laugh and I couldn't stop. And it was just so much fun. I love giggling.
I love that. I'm so glad you were able to like go on a vacation. I will say like, to back you up on the whole travel thing to the Karen who was commenting about you traveling. Yeah. Most of your travel is work.
Oh my God.
Every time you're traveling, it's for an event or for a podcast or for whatever. And this one was truly for,
it was to like
hanging out. Like, although you did podcast on it, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I did. But it felt like it was truly like filling my little travel cup that I hadn't filled in a long time because yeah, every time I do something, it's like, well, I can do this because it's for work, or I'll make a podcast out of it, or I go to sign bottles and all those things that obviously don't feel like work sometimes because I love it so much. But like, yeah. I really crave just travel. It really makes me happy. Yeah. Jason and I are actually quite different in that way. He obviously like travels all the time for work. But I think for him, if it's not work, he goes like, oh, I don't know. He just doesn't enjoy traveling the way that I do.
It's like learning new things.
Oh, my God.
And like different cultures and foods.
The
and
history
all of it.
In Germany is out of control. I was in an area where this one thing was built in 74. Not 1574, 1574. The year 74.
74.
And everything is just so historic there and gorgeous. And I love people in Europe just live the best lifestyle. And I don't know, it just feels good over there. I think a lot of people were wondering, like, what, who are you visiting in Germany? But so I wanted to say this because Mike, who I went to visit in Germany, and his sweet angel girl, her name's Christine. I love her. It was my first time meeting her. And Mike is the guy that when I had that horrible heartbreak from Germany, Mike played hockey in Germany, but he was in Vancouver at the time because it was summer. And he was the one that was like, and he wasn't, everyone's probably like, oh, he wanted to obviously like bang you or whatever. No, he didn't. He was such a gentleman. He took me into his apartment. I slept on the couch every night. He helped me study to get back into this restaurant that I wanted to work at. He cooked me dinners. He would like force me to open the blinds because I was just like, leave me alone. And he like brought me back to life after a very difficult time. And he's been a friend of mine since I was probably 23. And so he lives there. He just retired from playing hockey with his fiance. And we had the best time over there. He's just such a gem.
Speaking of travel, I'm looking at the post you posted on Facebook about like getting travel stories, can you nots, and international like travel fails and whatnot.
Yeah, hit me with it.
So, okay, first question is from, oh God, I'm going to butcher this.
What is it?
Marianne. Yeah, that's it.
Hey,
first question
is Marianne. Like Mary dash Ann. Ooh, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce this one. Kim Basinger? Basinger?
What are you talking about?
Okay, I'll show you. Just let me.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Mr. Griffin, I'm not quite sure how to say this. Kim Basinger? 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 But now, on to the cancer.
Oh, my God.
You are a cancer, right? You were born in July? Now, on to these test results. My, they're much worse than I thought. My son got a D- on his history test. Now, Mr. Griffin, that liver has got to come out.
What?
It's been in the microwave for 3 minutes. It'll get dry. Now...
That's stupid.
I love when things get taken too far. Oh, it's amazing.
All right. I love going to events, whether it's sports or music or comedy, but it can be really stressful trying to buy tickets, especially if it's, you know, last minute, which I usually am, or it's a popular event, or if you don't know what you should be paying. So luckily, I've been using Game Time, and all that stress has literally changed for me. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. They have great deals on last minute tickets and their best price guarantee, so you can stop your little stressing and start getting actually excited to go. I also love that they include pics of your seat views so you know what you're getting, and they have the last minute deals so that you can, you know, be a little spontaneous and plan something fun. I was actually just looking at a bunch of really great stand-up shows coming to Nashville, and I'm going to try to snag some tickets last minute, or maybe I'll try and get into Taylor Swift. And there's a reason Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the country. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds, and the ticks are sent directly to your phone. Plus, the Game Time guarantee, it means you'll always get the best price. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code VINE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Create an account and redeem code VINE for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton for the stay.
Anyways, back to how you pronounce it, Marianne.
So, sorry, Marianne. That's my bad. She wants to know if you could speak any other language fluently, which would it be?
French, 100%. I actually got really inspired while I was on my travels to get an app that helps me learn a new language, and I want to learn French so bad. I feel like it's, like, as a Canadian, it's the least I could do.
What app did you get?
I want to get Babbel.
Oh, I've never used Babbel. Mm. Okay, we've got a Kenyanat from Kayla.
Okay.
She says, Kenyanat with the bare feet in the airport.
No.
Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't, but I'll never forget posting on my Instagram, a man in business class took off his socks and was picking his toes and dead skin, just sitting there picking it. It was insane. Mm-mm. I've never seen any. That is a massive can you not? A massive can you not?
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. Bailey says, why is it whenever I fly, I swear it's everyone's first time flying. Yeah. Does nobody know how airport security works? Boarding a plane?
It's true. It's so true. I think of that every time. I'm like, is this everybody's first time traveling? Like, why are you in zone one boarding if you're like the last one to get on the plane? Why are you like not ready with your passport out when they're like, please have your passports out? How are you not already taking your laptop out of the bag? What is happening? And there's like no sense of urgency. Like, well, we're all getting to the same place anyway at the same time. It's like, well, we could actually get there earlier, or we who pay extra could want to have our baggage get on. Like that's sometimes why people get want to get on the plane first. You want the space for the overhead baggage. I also hate when people are on a long flight and keep their window open when, like, clearly people are trying to sleep. Or I know this is controversial, putting your seat back.
Yeah.
Just check the person behind you. If you got a 6 foot five man behind you, don't put your seat back. If you got a little kid, put your seat back. Like, it's courtesy.
Yeah. The girl next to me on the flight to Punta Cana had her reading light on, which I get.
Yeah.
But it was a red eye. It was like 11 p.m. To like midnight or something. And I had my eyes closed and it was just in my face. Yeah, and I was like, can you not see that me and she was in the middle? I was in the aisle. Yeah. There was a guy in the window. She was in the middle and had her reading light on. And I'm like,
oh my God. Or if you're like waiting at the carousel for your bags to come out. And then all of a sudden someone just comes and stands right in front of you to get like, they're just waiting for their bag. I'm like, what? I was here. Why are you stepping in front of me?
People don't have any spatial awareness at the airport. Even when you're like walking down to get to your gate, it's like, can you not see that I am trying to get by you and you're in a line of eight people walking at a snail's pace?
Oh my God.
Like,
it's insane. And like they're, and they're just like pissed if their water bottle gets confiscated and you're like, wait, what? What word? Confiscated. And they're like, what? And what do you mean? And you're like, it's been like 10 years now.
Every single time it's been the same thing. It is the same thing. You go through security. You take your shoes off. Take everything out of your pockets, your belt.
Or people who don't use the headphones and they just have their volume on like full and they're like on a business call on speakerphone or they're playing videos without their headsets in.
Did I tell you what happened to me?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, here's a confession, I guess. I was on a flight and I was editing a clip for Off the Vine and I had headphones. I swear to God, I had headphones. All of a sudden, 15 minutes into me editing this clip, the girl next to me, she's in the middle. She taps me on the shoulder. She's like, would you mind turning that down a little bit? And I'm like, oh yeah. Is it like loud? I thought it was like coming through my headphones. And she's like, yeah, it's really loud. And then the people behind me were like, yeah, it's really loud.
Oh, and I'm like, that's embarrassing.
It was playing at the loudest level because I couldn't hear it well. So I had my computer all the way turned up on the plane. Everybody in the plane heard you.
Oh, great.
You just laughed.
So that's over. Who's embarrassing for you or me? I don't know. Wait, I have a confession. This is just keeps getting worse. So there were, okay, well, if I'm being honest, there was a couple like really cute guys on my flight with cute girls. So don't anybody think I'm starting to get any ideas or flirting. They're just good looking people. And there's one and, him and his, I don't know, wife, maybe girlfriend. I don't know. They were both sleeping row one on the plane. And I was standing in line to go to the bathroom waiting because the bathroom was occupado. And so I was like, oh my gosh, waiting. I had to pee so bad. And it was taking forever. And I was staring at them because they were both so good looking. And the one guy was kind of starting to like open his mouth. And I was like, oh no. Like it was starting to get like not cute because he was like. Anyways, he wakes up and I'm just staring at him. Standing against the wall, staring. He opens his eyes and I'm just staring at him sleeping. And then I was mortified. I was like, oh my God. So then I go into the bathroom. Well, somebody must have shit their freaking brains out in there because I walk in and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I was like feeling so ill. And there was like shit all over the toilet, like not on the seat, but like in it, like it hadn't got flushed down properly. I start gagging. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I quickly just get it over with because I just had to pee. And I was like, I just need to get back to I'm going to throw up right now. That freaking guy who I made eye contact with, waiting for the bathroom when I come out. So it looks like that was me. So not only did I make eye contact with him while he was sleeping and woke up like I was staring at him sleep. Now he thinks I've blown up the bathroom with my poop.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I was so mortified. I still like can't sleep thinking about it.
Everybody poops.
Staring at someone while they're sleeping is maybe more embarrassing.
Yeah, I think that's more embarrassing.
Oh God. Ooh, I can still like, I'm going to throw up. Okay, let's move it on.
Oh my gosh. Carly says, can you not give me something with tree nuts in it after I tell you I'm allergic to tree nuts? This happened on my honeymoon at a resort. Spent the rest of the time on steroids and couldn't drink anymore at the all-inclusive.
That's really bad.
So shitty.
That's really bad. One of Emma, who we were in London with, she has a tree nut allergy. And everything we like did and said, we're like, tree nut allergy. Like, please be careful. And that's scary.
Let's see. Laura says, on our honeymoon, our first flight was into Dublin. I was joking before the trip that we would come home divorced because I'm a sucker for an Irish accent. Oh boy, I don't know where this is going. We land and go through customs, and my husband gets trapped for the secondary screening while the very handsome customs agent proceeds to wink at me and chat me up. He was being searched 10 feet away. We've been married 10 years and we still LOL at it when we talk about it.
Oh, so they've got like a confident little relationship. That's great.
Did I read that right?
I don't know. I was hoping for something juicier though.
I know, me too. I thought she was going to end up with the security guy.
I thought that was going to be her now husband.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Boring. Well,
good for you.
cool story, Laura.
Cool story, Laura.
Just kidding.
Okay, let's see. I was trying to get these to load because I think there's more and it's just not coming through. I guess we can move on because there really isn't anything else. Speaking of jet setting.
Yes.
Because you are jet setting again.
This time we're bringing ramen.
You're bringing him to New York too?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to leave. I get so depressed leaving the dogs and people are like, well, then don't leave and go on these trips. No, I still have to live my life and love my babies. That's just, I have to have both. And that's just, I mean, it's not like they were locked up in a kennel. They're with Jason getting pup cups and going for like runs every day. They're fine.
Yeah.
But yes, we're jet setting and we have exciting stuff coming up.
We have some exciting guests.
Yeah.
The Bachelor himself, which will be
himself. I have a lot of cues for that.
Did you see Rhea?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
If he ends up with Jess,
a small part of me would be kind of happy because I feel like she got an edit where she seemed like so insecure, but I actually think that probably gave her like a little like fire under her butt to do some self-work and self-reflection. And I feel like she probably started seeing her self-worth and got all the support from the internet. And then she was probably like, you know what? I am the shit. And she's freaking beautiful and she's so sweet. And I feel like she got a hard time. And I feel like if her and Zach are happy, I'm happy. But I guess when people are listening, we'll know. And I'll get to interview them and see. It's either, I don't know who he picks.
I thought it'd be Katie.
Yeah, same.
That would have been my guess. But then Rhea posted that the other day and I was like, wait, what?
I know.
That's insane. Well, you're also podcasting with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have some big news. We haven't announced it anywhere. So I feel like this would be a good time to announce it. Rhea and Fran will be your first.
YouTube video full length, my first of my many to come YouTube videos. I've always wanted to do YouTube, and I don't know if I've just been like, I don't know if it's imposter syndrome or it's just me being like, do people watch YouTube? And then as soon as I put out clips, everyone's like, where can we watch the full thing? I'm like, oh. And then I thought, how cool, because you know how you can watch YouTube on your TV? So many people have smart TVs. It's like I have my own little Off the Vine show in your living room. And if you're on the go, I'll be in your ear holes. And if you're at home, you can just sit down, have a glass of wine, pop some popcorn, laugh with us, and watch the full thing. Because some stuff gets funny. Like, it's going to be a lot of good content coming people's way.
I'm really excited. There's a lot to come for Off the Vine. I mean, Rhea and Fran will be filmed in New York, but I'll be coming to Nashville in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And we're going to set up a studio.
Oh my gosh. I've got a video of all the boxes that are in my house right now. And we'll do like a live YouTube where people can tune in and laugh at us, try and set up a camera.
Yeah. Because we don't really know what we're doing, but
we are badass women who can figure it the fuck out for ourselves.
100%.
We call a handyman.
I like Googling on the side how to use camera.
I have my handyman on standby.
I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, I sent you a bunch of shit. And I think we just need to open it up and test drive it out, you know? Yeah. Like you say, what do you say about
sweets?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Take it to the
fantasy. Man, I can't wait to ask Zach so many questions.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot to be talked about. I'm really excited.
A lot. We're about to level the fuck up here at Off the Vine, and I'm excited for it.
Me too. There's a lot to come. So, well, I think people are actually really going to like hearing from you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you're asking other people things. And
that's true.
People don't know what's going on in your life. They see little snippets on Instagram, but this was really, what the fuck's up with Caitlin?
What the fuck? I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Off the Vine. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on your favorite podcast platform. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You think Vanderpump Rules is messy now?
It's always been messy. I'm Jax Taylor, the OG Pump Rules villain.
And I'm Brittany Cartwright, wife of the OG villain. And we've got a new podcast, When Reality Hits.
We'll definitely be talking about Vanderpump Rules, past and present, and oh my, Scandaball.
Ugh. And you'll get a look at what life is like for us now as we figure out marriage and parenthood. Little cruisy.
And friendships, and definitely feuds.
It's our real reality, with and without cameras.
And sometimes with special guests like our celeb friends, former castmates, and other veterans of reality TV.
So listen to and follow When Reality Hits with us, Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright.
At Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.